Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Whoa.
The era has become. Why is that in there? Like, stop.
I don't know.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
That's swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we are. We've got an abbreviated club tonight, folks, because Swigarden crew will take over with the broadcast for a Nike Hoops Summit.
Yeah, we'll be here till 6:30, so we got a couple segments. I do want to ask a question. I had something today, a social quandary, if you will, and I want to know what's the appropriate action. Now, when you know the little mint jar at restaurants?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, they have other candies in there as well, right? So there's this place out in Laco. I go out there like my chiropractor and like acupuncture. It's kind of out that direction. So I was there today getting the old back and neck worked on. And there's a little teriyaki joint kind of right there, right off Cruise Way in Lake Oswego. I think it's called Best Teriyaki. Shout out to those guys. Love it. Great little teriyaki spot. And they have a big bowl right when you walk in. Not near the counter, but as you're leaving or entering the restaurant. It's a big, giant basket. And it's full of individually wrapped lifesavers, which I love, including the white ones, like the pineapple ones, which are the best lifesaver. And then they've got mints and stuff in there as well. So it's more than just a little tiny jar. What is the appropriate number of lifesavers that I can take from said teriyaki place without being a total a-hole?
I don't know the answer to this, but I have a thought on it.
You know what I mean? When you walk in and I'm like, oh, man, I love those things.
Well,
But I feel bad like going in and just taking like a grip of them.
Now, please keep in mind I grew up in Kansas.
Yes.
A small town in Kansas.
Yes.
For me, it was always the Pizza Hut mints.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the best part of Pizza Hut. I mean, the pizza was all right, but you'd leave there and I'd go, I mean, I'd push the envelope.
Because when I'm at Langdon Farms, like if we ever play out there, they have these little butter mints.
Yes.
That's right by the hostess stand when you sit down. I'm not going to lie.
They're great.
I take like five or six of those bad boys. But I always feel like...
That's too many.
Are they looking at me like, really, dude? Like, you didn't even eat here. You're just on your way to your round of golf and you grabbed five butter mints?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but yeah. You are on camera. And you will soon be brought before the Honorable I. Everett Rupp. No, I think that it's the number of people in your party.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's always just me.
Always?
Yeah, because the only time I'm out there is I go to get my back worked on twice a month.
Okay, so you're by yourself. It's one.
It's the one? I'm limited to
now,
one lifesaver?
Let's say your kids are with you. Let's say there's a foursome.
Yeah.
And you all eat, and there's four of you. I think it is acceptable at that point for you to walk by the candy bin and take four. Because what you're going to do, that is with the idea that you will be distributing those to the other three members of your party.
Yeah.
So if you take four, people are like, oh, that makes total sense because there were four in the party.
Sure.
But if there's only one of you, maybe you can take a second mint. It's a little bastard. I mean, like, you're being kind of a jerk, but no, definitely no more than two.
Now, what if I tip well? Because normally when I go into, like...
Just because you tip well doesn't mean you get extra benefits.
Right, because the people who see you taking the mints didn't see that you tipped well.
They don't care.
Because this is what I, like, this is how I justify, because I'm not going to lie, I take more than one, I take more than two. I love these things. By the way, Fran Fraschilla stole one of my lifesavers.
He did, and he made no bones about it either. No. He just took it. It was sitting right in front of him.
He's like,
I'm going to eat one of these, okay? I'm like, you're Fran Fraschilla, of course.
And you know what? They're delicious. They're fantastic.
So are they actual lifesavers?
Yeah, they're lifesavers.
They're just individually wrapped.
And so you can pick
them. Well, that tells you right there they only want you to take one.
So I go in, and normally, like, it's like a $10, right? You just get your little teriyaki plate, and then you leave. And for that, maybe, like, sometimes I don't even tip. Other times you leave a buck, right? Yeah, just get it to go. But I always tip a couple bucks because I know that I'm going to grab a handful of lifesavers, and I feel like that somehow makes it okay.
Now, we've got a couple texts coming in here on the Better You Today text line, 55305. This person says it's like the idiots that leave the Halloween candy on the porch. It's fair game. It's all fair game. Another one says 2 to 3 mints, 3 max. Here's a UPS man who says, hey, as a UPS guy, can I take the candy as a non-customer?
Yeah, you just go in. It's there at the beginning.
I think you can.
Again, one. It's not at the front, like where you order. It's as you're entering and leaving the restaurant.
Now, does it matter if you're a regular?
Well, I mean, I'm there twice a month, so I am a regular. I always tip.
I feel like if you give them, well, of course you always tip. Yeah. If you don't, you're an ass.
Well, that goes back to, like, if I'm going in for a solo takeout run on a one-time thing, I may leave a buck on a $10 little lunch.
Yeah, I tip on takeout.
But when I'm there and I'm there on a regular basis, then I tip like I would on a normal restaurant. I'll leave a couple bucks. But
you're getting presumptuous with the tip thing. Like, oh, I'm amazing. I tip so I can do whatever I want. No.
No.
You shove that. You should tip. I think if you're a regular there and you spend a lot of money there, then I think it's okay to maybe take 3 or 4, but I think it's one. I think it's the number of your party.
Wow.
And then if you say, like, for example, if you have 4 in your party and you take 4,
yeah,
they're going to assume you're going to distribute those because, you know, the candy, you know, the candies are will be watching over you. It's probably some guy in the back looking at the film.
It's okay to
eat those for yourself. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you go by and you grab 4 by yourself,
yeah,
I think you're kind of being a jerk. If you go by and grab 4 because you had 4 in your party, I think it's okay to not distribute them and then eat them yourself.
Now, I want to say that you're wrong and that I can take a couple, but here's how I know that you're probably right. I always wait until no one's looking to reach in and take a couple. I feel bad, like, as I'm leaving. Like, I do it on, like, a nonchalant, like, I stop and stretch and then, like, oh, oops. My hand is just right here, and
then
I grab a couple.
That is 100% your cue that you're taking too many. And I'm with Rob on this one. I'm usually, you take one and maybe two max if you get one, like, caught in your finger on the way out.
Yeah. This is, look, there's a lot of people that are chiming in on this with a lot of, I'm getting everything from one to this guy says, you know, no more than 4 or 5. This guy says you just kind of reach in with your hand and grab some.
Well, you know, a lot of people, look, let's be honest, this cuts right at the heart of humanity.
Yeah.
In a sense that a lot of people are selfish a-holes, and they just think they can do whatever they want. And so some of these texters, look, I think you're just full of yourselves. You're like, oh, I can take whatever, 4 or 5, yeah. They're not for you, man. They're putting them out there individualized, which is your first clue.
Yeah.
Take one, maybe two, and... Be respectful.
But you know what? Had I only taken one, you know who wouldn't have gotten one? Fran Fraschilla. I would have been depriving Fran
of a
delicious lifestyle.
So the next time you take a bunch, you can say, oh, no, they're for celebrities.
Yeah, like someone, you know, you never know when Fran Fraschilla is going to come up, and he's going to want a delicious lightsaber, and I don't want to disappoint him. I'm not going to lie, though. I think today I took 4 or 5.
Because lifesavers are perfect for this kind of thing. Because you would never set out to get a lifesaver on your own. But if they're sitting there, you're like, delicious. Yeah. I love lifesavers.
Because right when I walk in, I grab one right as I walk in. Because I'm like, hey, this is great. And then on my way out, I always grab 2 or 3. But I always feel bad about it. But
is it
probably
one grab?
Like a nickel a piece.
Yeah, but see, here you go. See, you're trying to justify things here. This is classic soup.
Yeah.
Now, Is it one grab?
No, I kind of.
Yeah, well, and then you're sorting through, like picking the colors
yeah,
that you want?
I want the colors that I want.
God, you should go to jail for that.
I took a green one when I went in. And then on my way out, I think I took two whites and a purple. And I was looking forward to the purple, but Fran took it from me.
Now, here's somebody who says, I don't take any, but if Asuk pockets a handful,
yeah.
I don't care. Like, most people don't care. That's the thing, is you're preying upon that right
yes.
there, that most people don't give a rip.
Yeah.
But it's still, there's protocol here.
Yeah, no one's going to stop me.
No,
it's no like, one's going to be like, hey, you've took too many, but.
They'll shake their fist at you.
Like, what would happen if I went in there and just did, like, a double fist? Because, I mean, it is a giant bowl. There is probably 500 mints and lifesavers
you
in that
thing.
You
put both your fists filled with candy above your head and say, candy!
They're all mine! No one can stop me! And then, like, I storm out. And they're super nice
people.
There can
only be one
there.
Highlander.
They're so tasty, though. I can never stop at one. Ever.
Yeah. This guy texts in and says, you know, it's like the game ticket dilemma. You bought a ticket to the game. It doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. There are rules.
Yeah.
That's right.
I wonder if I walk in, they're like, oh, man, it's this guy. It's multiple lifesaver guy. This a-hole. He's in here all the time.
There probably aren't any consequences to you doing this.
Yeah.
However, they might be spitting in your food, dude.
Well, this is why I wanted to bring this up, is I felt a real dilemma today as I was leaving. And you know what? I shrugged it off and I took three of them.
I think we asked the question, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would only take one lifesaver.
Wouldn't he turn just one of the lifesavers, though, into like a bowl for everyone so that we could take as many as we want?
I think he would take one lifesaver and he would give it to someone who needed it.
But Joel Osteen would tell me that God wants me to have as many lifesavers as I can have because he wants me to have my own private plane and be bountiful. So what about I want
How about this theory,
Joel
though?
Osteen's God?
This theory says restaurant owners, they want you to take as many as you want leaving the restaurant because if you leave happy, you're more likely to come back.
This is what we need to know. I need to hear from restaurant owners. I need restaurant bro, restaurant manager, restaurant owner to tell me what is the official ruling on the mint / lifesaver.
Or what if they had just, maybe the solution here is just have a sign that says take one.
Yeah, there is no sign.
Or a funny little quip, you know, a funny sign that says, hey, you know, leave some for the rest of us type of thing.
Well, how about this too? I feel like if it was a small bowl, like a cereal bowl, I would only take one because I'm like, oh, it's a limited bowl. But when you give me the giant tub, like a serving bowl full of it, then I feel like, you know, who's going to miss three or four?
Here's the final thing I'd like to say about this. when you go up to a gumball machine and it costs a quarter, you know, they're making you pay for that.
Yes.
So what restaurants are – and you get one effing gumball.
One.
What restaurants are doing is they're saying, okay, thanks for eating here. We really appreciate that. You know what we're going to do? We are not going to charge you for that gumball. Mm-hmm. However, could you please be respectful and realize that there are other people in the world that also want gumballs, and so maybe just take yours, and then we'll see you next time.
Well, in 2 weeks when I go back, we'll see if this has changed me and if I take one. But I'm not going to lie.
When you
see all the delicious flavors, they've got all the best ones, it's very hard. It's very hard to limit yourself to one. Do you take the white? Do you take the green? Do you take the purple? Do you go with a mint? There's many delicious flavors.
Now, what would be the worst? And by worst, I mean the most taken small candy to leave out. Because I think Starburst, individually wrapped, if those were left out, people would take like 15 every time.
People are reaching in and taking
What color would you take?
Pink.
Red.
You go pink?
Oh.
I'd go orange.
What?
Yeah, I love orange.
Rob, that, I don't even know who you are anymore.
And then
orange.
I'd go yellow. I love the yellow one.
No. Wait, so you're saying pink and red are your least two favorite Starbursts? Are you an alien?
How many are... Am I an alien? The answer Rob's, to that is maybe.
Rob's just being a pain in the ass now.
The most popular Starbursts are the pink and the red.
Yes.
It's kind of 50-50, but...
I don't like the red ones as much. The pink ones are delicious.
It goes pink, red, and then when you're out of those, then you settle for the orange, and then you throw away the lemon.
Yeah, no one wants the lemon.
Did you see that kid try to dunk?
I know. He's like...
He's like...
I know.
3'9".
Well, he didn't come
He tried
close.
To tomahawk.
He's,
now, wait
he's playing at the rim.
There are only four colors of Starburst?
Of the main flavors. Then there's tropical ones and all that. But there's in the regular pack, you get pink, red, yellow, and orange.
Okay, so I would rank the Starburst colors orange 1, yellow 2, pink 3, red 4.
I have you right now that no one listening to this program.
I think you need to be arrested for that
It's
opinion.
Ridiculous. I've never punched you before, but I'm considering it now.
This is what's going to get the punch?
Yellow. Yellow?
Yellow's so good.
Okay.
Red
it's
and
not
pink
banana.
The worst, too? Come on.
Look at the bottom of any Halloween bag, and you know what's left over? Well, Smarties and yellow Starburst.
Well, I don't care what other people think. I think the yellow Starbursts are great.
Look, Nemec's disgusted at you right now. Rashad's ready to slap you.
And if they were banana, they would be last. But they're not. They're delicious lemon.
Yellow Starburst.
What?
Boy, that made me very uncomfortable.
All right, we got a break. We got a break because Nike Hoop Summit is coming up. Somebody texted and they were right. They said, "Rob, what's with this all this the fan crap? It's just fan."
Yeah.
So we'll be right back on fan. All right, well, we're almost out of here because basketball. Nike
yes.
Hoop Summit.
Yes.
Yeah, it's coming on. So we've got Nemec, Andrew Nemec. We've got Rashad Taylor and we've got Jason Swigart. And I will say, you're sitting next to them.
I know.
Hurts the photo because I know. All three of them have fantastic hair.
I know.
This is the all hair team.
It's very solid.
At the fan.
Rashad's got a young Kobe Bryant thing happening for himself. Nemec's got the flow with the shaved on the sides.
The shaved sides, yeah.
And then Swag's like a young Farrah Fawcett. He's feathered his hair in preparation for tonight. And then there's me. You know what? It's not my fault. All right? Blame my dad or God or Buddha or someone. It's like someone salted the top of my head. And by the way, like when I was on vacation, it grew out a little bit, you know, because I didn't bring a razor with me. Because it used to be, it was just kind of like it was thin on top. There's nothing growing up there anymore. Because I shave it like every other day, so I it never gets a chance to grow. I didn't shave it for a week. There is full-on horseshoe now. Like, it grows on the sides and the back, and there is not, like, one thing that grows on top.
Would you give up a pinky for hair?
Yes. A pinky?
Yeah.
Take them both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Would you give up a hand?
Yeah, my left one?
Yeah.
Do I get a cool robot hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have anything. Well, I mean, you'll have to pay for it.
Sure.
I'll give you a robot
hand. Take it.
What if I took a foot?
Nah, I want my feet.
So, okay.
I need feet.
So you'll give up a hand,
I'll give
but
up
not a
hand.
Foot.
Yeah, my left hand doesn't work that well anyways. It's all arthritic and garbage, and it hurts.
Could I take an ear?
Well, do I get, like, really good long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you good hair.
Then I would, because I'll just go like Jeff Bridges, and I'll just cover my deformed ear with my kick-ass hair. Plus, then I'll, like, lie and say that I lost, like, in a cool shark accident.
What if I gave you a micro-ween?
No.
You won't do that?
No, I won't do that.
Yeah. Don't be ridiculous.
No, you got to draw the line.
Okay. What if I – well, I can't go there.
Careful.
Yeah.
Careful. It's a family show, for heaven's
sake.
It
is. And you know what? They've let the general public in here now, which, I mean, that just – doesn't that spice things up?
It does.
All these basketball fans.
Well, it's very –
piling in here, well, all the kids.
And it's very loud right now. There's
– Yeah, they play – they just – they've been playing rap.
There's
I don't know how
happening.
Much – can people hear that out there in radio land?
I can barely hear you.
It's very hard to do the show with this,
yes.
But we're so professional that – we power on.
And for some reason, like, I don't know who these kids are, but there's...
Yeah, there's a kids' basketball game going on.
Like
pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, they look middle schoolish, maybe.
Sure.
They're trying to dunk out here.
Yeah, it's a bunch of seventh graders
Someone
trying to
tell
dunk.
Them they can't touch
no,
the
all,
net.
They're all rim-checking it.
Much less the rim. Well, good show. If you missed any of it, you can podcast our show at 1080thefan.com. We had the guy from the Oklahoman on, also Fran Fraschilla. And so the Monday's gonna. There's gonna be a lot to talk about. We're gonna have the game one of the Blazers in the books. Blazers Thunder.
Masters.
We'll have the Masters, and we'll have Game of Thrones.
Really, we'll have the Game of Thrones.
I was told by a fan insider moments ago.
Yeah.
That there is an upcoming Game of Thrones podcast with two 1080 The Fan hosts.
Talking Thrones.
Talking Thrones.
There were some other names that were being thrown out, but they were rejected.
Well, they will reject this name, but it should be D's and T's. D stands for dragon.
Yeah, the T's, yeah, that's not going to work.
T's,
yeah,
we all know what that stands for. That's what it should be, because that's what Game of Thrones is.
Yes, the boss isn't going to go for that.
So when's the first podcast? Oh, it will be Monday.
Oh, they're doing Monday.
Oh, so, is it going to be on the website? What?
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be on the, like,
it's
going to
be
like,
on the website, yes.
Yeah, the website.
Yeah. Sweet. That's awesome. All right. Well, we're out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. Coming up next, Rashad Taylor, Andrew Nemec, Jason Swigart with the call of the 2019 Nike Hoop Summit here on 1080 The Fan. Good night.
ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This could be really cool. Let's not make it not cool, okay?
What is Colorado Rockies?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.